Welcome back to our lesson today. I have prayed that God will anoint me with an anointing that would not just make this lesson easy to present, but that the Holy Spirit would make it effective. To make it an effective message from God's Word, it matters not what we preach or teach. If it's not effective, we've wasted our time. I've been reading the Bible, and I keep coming across terms such as the last days, or in the last days, or it shall come to pass. Terms like latter times or latter days. And I've begun to search out these verses of Scripture that carried these phrases. Today, I'm going to start off with 2 Timothy, the 3rd chapter and verse 1. Paul is writing to a pastor, and he says, "This know also, that in the last days perilous times shall come." Do you ever wonder if these days in which we are living in are also part of those last days that Paul was telling Timothy about? He said, "In the last days perilous times shall come." Perilous times, dangerous times, ominous days, he says, they're going to come. But you know, it appears to me that Paul was living in perilous days himself. When Paul wrote this letter to Timothy, he had already had 4 shipwrecks. He'd been beaten 3 times with rods, and 5 times he received 40 stripes, save one. It sounded like to me that Paul was living in perilous days and in perilous times. He said, "Once I was stoned, I have been beaten, 9 in a day, I have been in the deep, I was in perils in the water. I was in perils of robbers. I was even in danger of my own countrymen. My own countrymen was trying to kill me. In the middle of the night, I escaped because they were hiding out at the gate to kill me." It appears to me that Paul was indeed living in perilous times. He said, "I was in danger in the wilderness, in the sea." He said, "I was even in perils among false brethren." False brethren, that was people that he thought was his brother, and they turned out to be something else. He thought that they were fellow workers in the Lord's service, and he discovered that they were not. And I believe that once he found this out, they just wanted to harm him. Everybody that calls you brother is not your brother. Jesus said, "I'm going to send you out as sheep among the wolves." Why would he do that? Does he not love us? Would you send your child out among the wolves as a sheep? Would you send them out where it was dangerous? Well, if you were going to be with them, you would probably do it because you would be by their side to protect them from the danger. Paul, it appears, was already living in the last days. In fact, Paul indeed was living in the last days. I think also that those last days has extended even to the days in which we live now. In fact, I don't know many real Christians, real brothers in the Lord, that would say that this is not those last days. And then I heard Peter say this, knowing this verse, that there should come in the last days scoffers walking after their own lust. Peter knew about the scoffers. He was living in the last days. He knew that the scoffers were coming. He knew they were walking after their own lust. Paul and Peter both lived in the last days. But I believe those same last days are extended unto us. The last days are not over. The last days will not be over until after the resurrection. For I believe that it is after the resurrection that the sun will turn dark and the moon will turn to blood. You've read about it in the book of Revelation. You read about it in the book of Joel. It tells us that it would happen. And Peter tells us that it was going to happen in the last days. So we know that the last days included the days in which we live. Because it has not happened yet. The moon has not turned to blood. The sun has not turned black as sackcloth. John in 1 John 2:18 said this, little children, it is the last time. And as you have heard, that Antichrist shall come. Even now, there are many Antichrists, whereby we know that it is the last time. John was living in the last time. Jude was living in the last time. He said this, they told you there should be mockers in the last time. Mockers and scoffers, all of these would be walking after their own ungodly lust. Do you know any mockers? Do you know any scoffers? Do you know any that would mimic you, would belittle you, would scoff at your experience, would mock you? Of course you do. In fact, we're living in the day when evil men are growing worse and worse. These are the same last days that Peter spoke about in Acts 2:17, where he said, God would pour out his spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. We're living in that same period. That blessed experience that Peter was talking about is for us today.